Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I want to see schools become bastions of creativity and wonder. And to be honest, I think there are a lot of teachers that are already doing this, and every day they do creative things that go unnoticed. And so I hope when you listen to a podcast like this, you would know that I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not trying to tell you how to be a great teacher or anything like that. If anything, my hope is that you would hear it with a sense of affirmation and a recognition that you're already doing great things in your classroom all the time. So I want to talk about something right now, and it is about a mindset to have as a teacher. And I would describe it as the beta mindset. And the idea is that you treat every lesson like an experiment. Here's what I mean. I'm just gonna put it out there. I don't know what I'm doing in terms of making videos. For the last 6 weeks, I've been experimenting and trying new things out. Every time I get ready to publish a video, these fears swirl around in my mind. What if it's not good enough? What if people don't like it? Will I ever become a real YouTube person? You get the idea. It's just a lot of self-doubt. I don't feel it quite as much when I do my sketch videos. I've kind of gotten over that. And that's one of the lessons, that these things just take time to get over. It takes time to gain confidence. But if you go to this blog post today, it's spencerauthor.com/2017/02/54692. You should just type in the words, treat every lesson like an experiment. That's going to be your best bet. But anyway, if you go there to this particular blog post, you'll see the video. It's my latest. And at some point, I'm going to feel embarrassed by this video, even though today I feel kind of proud of it. And it's because, well, I'm still not there yet. I'm still improving. I'm still trying to figure out how to do videos well. And I'm going to cringe at some of the mistakes I make. But I continue to make videos each week because I'm convinced that the only way I will improve on my craft is by making more videos. See, I believe in this philosophy of beta, or mindset of beta. No, not the crappy old videotapes we had back in the 80s. Seriously, my parents got a Betamax. They were always like this. They got a Betamax instead of a VHS, which was a huge mistake. We got an Intellivision instead of an Atari, which was a huge mistake. We got Sega instead of Nintendo. It's just how we were. We always chose the wrong brand on all of those things. But anyway, I'm thinking more along the lines of beta releases in software platforms. This is the idea that you're releasing it out to the public early. That's the idea that you release your work in beta knowing that it's not perfect and perhaps not even very good at all. However, you're going to send it to an audience so that they can see it, experience it, and play around with it to let you know what you should do to improve it. And this feedback leads to self-reflection, where you ultimately change your design and then release a new version. It's this cycle of design, release in beta, feedback from users, redesign. And it happens over and over and over again. And as you move through multiple iterations, you eventually reach a place where your work is pretty good. And then at some point, it's great. You have a really good product. And whether you're doing this with one single product or something like a blog where you're constantly iterating and creating something new, the idea is that you never stop creating those iterations. You always experiment. And the same philosophy works in teaching. When you take on a beta mindset, you're willing to take creative risks. You know that a lesson might work, it might tank, but it's always an experiment. Through tons of tiny iterations, your lessons grow more and more innovative. The beta mindset says, I'm not going to wait until I know it's perfect. I'm going to try this out, even though I'm nervous about how it's going to work. because ultimately experimentation is how I find out if something works. But it also means you are listening to your students. If you are releasing things in beta as a teacher, you're open to their feedback. And in fact, you're not just open to it, you're openly soliciting it. You might pull students aside for conferences, or you might create student surveys to see what elements were successful. And this feedback is what fuels your self-reflection as you redesign your lessons and release to beta once again. Now, here are some of the benefits I've seen when I see other teachers who are releasing things to beta. And these are six reasons you might want to have these ongoing experiments. Number one, when they model creative risk-taking, they create a classroom climate and culture where students are afraid to take positive risks. Number two, when they solicit student feedback, they are more humble and approachable. Students are more empowered while also showing the teacher more respect. Number three, teaching remains fresh. They don't fall into the zone of having it all figured out. Number four, they are less likely to experience imposter syndrome because they are open about the fact that certain lessons are just going to tank. They're just not going to work. And in fact, they're honest about what's not working. They want people to talk about that because they know that that's what will lead to improvement. Now, that takes a ton of humility, and that also takes the right kind of structures. If you just allow kids to complain about all your lessons, well, then your class is going to kind of suck. And at some point, you're going to snap at your students for being critical. But if you have structures in place that allow them to give critical feedback, and you explain that that's the place for critical feedback, well, then you're going to improve a lot. Number five, they avoid the crushing perfectionism that can lead to teacher burnout. Now, I've seen so many teachers leave the profession because they were convinced that they weren't good enough. They would work insane hours and push themselves beyond exhaustion only to grow risk-averse in their teaching and never actually reach their full potential. And number six, the final one, is the lessons are ultimately more creative and innovative as a result. There's a very slow, normal, almost unnoticeable element to innovation. And this happens continually through these tiny iterations. When teachers are releasing to beta, they are constantly making little adjustments and testing out what's working. So if you see a cool strategy or you have a new project idea and you're not sure how it's going to work out, I would say go for it. Test it. Figure out if it's going to work only by experimenting. You know, release it in beta. It might not turn out perfect, but that's okay. Kids don't need perfect. They need real. They need you. And over time, it's going to be even better and more creative because it went through this experimental process. Hey, thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Have a wonderful day. Two things that I would ask of you. Check out my YouTube channel at spencervideos.com and subscribe to it if you haven't done that yet. That would be the biggest one. And second one is if you could leave a review on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. That's how people find this podcast right now. It's like not even in the top 100. It's not a big deal. But if you think it's a good podcast and you want others to check it out, or if you think that everything you've heard sucks and it's horrible, either way, leave a review. That would be ultimately really, really awesome.